20th, what you want, toll free here on this live Labor Day edition. The number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Do head over there. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you. We give them away because that seems like the right thing to do. Enjoy it over at freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content of the website as well. Meaning that if you see something online that you think is interesting or perhaps useful or fun or whatever you think our listeners would enjoy, you just submit it as show prep and then other listeners can vote and you get to vote as well. And the most voted up of the items make it to the front page. So the first thing you want to do when you go to freetalklive.com is click on the upcoming stories link. And that'll take you to all the fresh content that has been uploaded to the site within the last, 48 hours or so. And then you can vote on that stuff. And then, again, the most voted up, make it to the front. So we might just see it and talk about it on the radio here, 855-453. Or, of course, you can call in and bring up anything you want. That is the point of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. We've been talking about intellectual property, and what started the discussion was that the one of the founders of the Pirate Bay has been discovered hiding out in Cambodia. He's being likely extradited to Sweden, where he is expected to spend at least a year in prison for the dastardly crime of running a website.
Putting up a website where people chose to share files.
Yeah.
Some of those files have been copyrighted.
It's pretty disturbing what's happening to this guy, and as you pointed out, Dale, they definitely want to make an example out of him, but
maybe he picked a bad name for his website.
The Pirate Bay. Well, either way, there have been plenty of sites that have been shut down over the years. The Pirate Bay has been the most resilient of them, and so it's not a surprise that they would target them. They always, the government guys, love to target the people they perceive of as leaders to send those examples so as to supposedly dissuade people from sharing music and movies online, which, of course, this is not going to stop people from sharing music and movies online. They could put him to death, and it would not stop people from sharing movies and music online. So they're never going to be able to stop this. It's tragic, and it's a shame that this guy's going to have to spend 12 months in prison, and I hope that we can see these things change sooner rather than later. But knowing how politics is and knowing how slow governments tend to respond to what people really want, and, of course, people really want things to be free and available to them so they can assess whether they're valuable prior to paying for them, because I think that's really part of the attraction of file sharing on the Internet is that you get to see a product before you pay for it. And that
I've had many cases where I've ended up buying a product that I got a chance to see for free first, and I'm like, wow, I want to watch this all the time, and I want to watch it in high quality. I'm willing to pay for it. Something like Scott Pilgrim, I love that movie. I ended up buying like a Blu-ray version of that movie, and
after downloading it,
I can't remember how I saw it the first time, but I got it. I don't think I downloaded it, but I saw it, and it was one of those things. It's like I want a good copy of this movie that I can watch all the time, and end up paying for it.
I've done the same thing. I've absolutely played games and videos and things like that I've gotten through file sharing services, and I have purchased them because I know that if I don't, they might not make them more. You know, they might not make more of them.
I'm not that interested in file sharing services. It's kind of a technical thing to be able to use these, or at least that's the perception that I have. But I've gotten free things on the internet and said I like this, and I paid for more.
Yeah.
And this is the model of so many, like for instance, the Facebook games out there, the Farmville. And the Mafia Wars and all these things. Dale used to play Mafia Wars. You'd know this. You can play the game for free, but there's these bonuses within the game that you can pay for if you if you want to, I don't know, have a better gaming experience in whatever way. So the freemium model, it totally works.
It's just one of a lot of different kinds of models that are alternatives for this, you must pay for it or we come after you with violence.
The point is that, why should I, as a United States taxpaying citizen, pay to have the government go chasing after people who are, sharing videos or songs or whatever.
Yeah. What's that cost?
I don't want to pay for that. Look, if it's your property, you pay to secure it. Because the internet is just that way these days, and I'm sorry, I don't want my government has a lot more problems than chasing around people that have downloaded a song that's worth 99 cents on iTunes, and then charging them $600,000 when they get to court.
Right.
It's absolutely insanity.
Yeah, how many of your fans are you willing to put in a jail cell to make an extra buck? mean, because really that's what we're talking about here. The suggestion is that if it weren't for these file sharing services, that these companies would be making so much more money. They always claim that we've lost billions of dollars this year to those evil pirates on the internet, even though there's no evidence whatsoever that the people who were file sharing those movies or music or games or whatever would have actually purchased a ticket. There's
right.
no evidence whatsoever.
And not only that, but what's really hard to calculate is how much free promotion did they get from the buzz
from the file sharing.
Of that being shared
yep.
for free.
Right.
And
so,
I happen to believe that's excellent promotion for your product.
Exactly. So the other thing you can't calculate is how much money you actually did make because of file sharing, because of people going and purchasing a product after the fact they've seen it online. You can't calculate any of those things.
So this the Fathead producer, by the way, my heart goes out to him. This is a documentary that talks about dieting and sort of a lot of mistakes that people have about food and based on a lot of information being passed down from up above. And there's a lot of libertarian themes to this movie. And mm-hmm. in fact, I think the producer of the movie seems pretty libertarian leaning to me. I think I may have seen him on Reason or something like that. And it's a great movie. I watched it several times, and I've actually encouraged other people to watch it. It was available on Netflix for a while. It's on Hulu, I believe. But he is basically, he's got a blog. It's at fathead-movie.com. And on his blog, he says, to the YouTube thieves. That's the name of this. And he complains to the people who have been uploading his movie to YouTube, and so that people can just watch it for free. And
so that people can watch it.
Yeah.
Obviously, every author would love to get a bunch of money for what they do, but... You know, to some extent, the creation of an intellectual piece, whether it's a book, a movie, or a song, these days is just the beginning of the path.
Yeah.
Because you have to market that thing. And it's not that easy.
Well, and the first thing I'll say is he's got a donate button on his site, and I'm going to make a donation to him because I thought his movie was great, and my heart really does go out to him. He got screwed over in a lot of ways. It's just funny. What's funny reading this is how misdirected his anger seems to be, because part of when he's basically giving his plight out to people. He's like, this is what happened to me, and it's a heart-wrenching story. He used a lot of his own money, borrowed money and so forth, and made this movie happen on a fairly small budget, did a really good job with it. Lots of people seemed to like it. And he got screwed over by distributors who he signed contracts with and so forth. And this is something that's rampant in Hollywood. Distributors, basically make some agreement about profit sharing or something like that. And then what they do is they claim a loss and say, well, we didn't actually make any money, even though they're probably sold him on something like, well, it costs $4 or $2 to produce each DVD. We're going to sell them for $10. We'll have this much profit and we'll share this much of it with you and so on and so forth. But, the fine print and so forth.
Well, they just pencil whip you.
I don't
know this business, but I wouldn't doubt for a second that that's the case. I mean, I could... If
you don't have good lawyers for this process, they will almost certainly screw you over. I don't know for sure that's this guy's case, but that's my impression. But in any case, he's like complaining to people who have uploaded his movie to YouTube, when meanwhile lots of people bought his movie and the distributors never sent him a check.
Mm.
But this was all contractual stuff. And this is not, the people who screwed him over are not the people who upload his movie to YouTube.
Yeah.
At least not directly.
It's really unfortunate when you're in a business where it is beneficial for people to screw you as opposed to a business where it's not. You know, with Free Talk Live, my customers are, our customers, one of our sets of customers are the advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could screw an advertiser on their first ad run and take all their money and produce very little for them if that's what I wanted to do. But I want them to come back and come back and come back. Whereas in this case with this guy, these people putting out this movie are like, well, this is going to be a great movie. We're going to make some money on it. And we don't care if there's always another chump coming around with
another movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe they made some call like, well, we don't really expect him to keep cranking out movies, so it's okay if we screw him over this time. We don't, I don't know.
Yeah. What are they going to do?
They did screw him over, and I feel bad for him. It's just funny how his anger seems so misdirected as to who is actually causing his problem.
Do you have the wording of what he said on his website?
Like, yes.
Should we share that?
If you like, yes.
I'm interested in, what it is that he's saying to people. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,660.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,701.97, $850.99 for a half ounce, or $425.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,701.97, $850.99, and $425.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a second. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live. It is Labor Day. You can bring up anything you want. As always, 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale. And Mark.
Dale is here courtesy of his radio program, which is Flaming Freedom. You can go to flamingfreedom.com, and you can hear a lot more of Dale and his co-host, since they've got an interesting crew over at flamingfreedom.com. 855-450-FREE. For those that don't know, it is a LGBT-oriented, liberty-related show. That's probably not how you describe it.
I talk about LGBT issues from a liberty perspective.
But it's not all LGBT.
No, we've been venturing off quite a bit lately. I it's one of those things too. Callers can call in, and I'm not going to quench whatever they have to say just because it's not necessarily directly LGBT related. A lot of stuff indirectly goes back to that, or we start off on an LGBT subject and it branches off. It happens.
I enjoy the show. Whenever I hear it, I always enjoy it. And 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. Allows you to get in touch with us. We're going to go right to the phone calls here in a moment.
Bitcoins, they are the world's first digital peer-to-peer open source currency. You can send and receive money with Bitcoins without having to pay any fees to any banking organizations. You can get your Bitcoins, you can get them through BitInstant.com. But what I really wanted to say about them was that, you know, they're going to change the economics of the world, in my opinion. I think that they're the next biggest invention since the Internet. And that's a heck of a statement. If we can see how different the world is today than when it was in, I don't know, you pick your year, 1993. I mean, it's not that the Internet wasn't around then, but it certainly wasn't the thing that it is today. And Bitcoins are going, I believe they're going to be that way. And you can get on the ground floor of this, groundbreaking idea, this new step.
We're on the first floor by now.
Yep.
But it's close to the ground floor.
You can get in, or you can sit, scoff and say, I don't have enough money or whatever.
There was a time when Bitcoins were under $1 a piece. Now they're over 10.
Yeah. Bitcoins, BitInstant.com makes it easy for you to get Bitcoins, and you can get one Bitcoin, for $10. You can get, whatever you want to do, whatever you can afford, but I do recommend you get some Bitcoins because I think that they're going to be worth more in the future. Anyway, Bitcoins, they're a great invention. You go to weusecoins.org, find more about them, and if you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment, want to support a Liberty business at the same time, buy them from memorydealers.com. They take Bitcoins. It's memorydealers.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Taryn on the line listening in Savannah in Georgia. Hey, Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I've got 2 cents I want to throw in on this because I publish without copyright, and it's scary in the beginning because, you put all this work in and you put it out, and a lot of other authors I talk to just don't understand it.
Mm.
But after a while, I talk to them, and I'm like, who are you kidding? You cannot stop people taking it and using it and passing it around. And so you might as well use it as marketing leverage, if nothing else. It's genius marketing because I'm never going to sell an ebook to these people that are going to search for, hours on the internet to find a copy they don't have to pay for. I'm never going to sell a book to them. But what I can do is make it easy for them to find. And if they like my book, they'll talk it up, and it creates a lot of good press for people who will buy it.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, a lot of authors should be so lucky as to have somebody swiping their work. I mean, because, when it comes down to it, first you have to write a good book, and you don't know whether that's the case. There needs to be the buzz around it. People need to find out about it, and this is one way for buzz to be created.
Right. I mean, basically, it's gotten to the point where everyone and their mothers started publishing and self-publishing, putting stuff out. If you want, you can go on and get thousands of free books a year just signing up for one of those Kindle sites.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You're gonna get a lot of junk out there, and a lot of it's terrible. So, it might be free, but it's going to waste
a lot
of time.
Right, when the bar to publication is lowered for everybody, you're going to get a bunch of garbage.
Right, and so I think it's important to get vetted. You got to take your lumps. It takes a good year to build up enough talk where people are like, this book's great. But if you really make a good book, people will sell it, and you got to look at it as the greatest marketing tool ever. I wish people, 100,000 people would take my book and read it, because they will talk to people like me. I am way too lazy to go do that. I'm not going to go tour someone's book. I'm going to go to Amazon and spend $5 and buy a book. Or $3 or a dollar.
Yeah, if there's
a appears right on my Kindle. I like the convenience. I pay for the convenience.
Yeah, Kindle books are so overpriced, by the way. We were just talking about that recently.
This is the question I want, what are the good prices? What's the sweet zone for books?
All right, here's why here's what's going on in the publishing world. The traditional publishing have so many people with hands in the pie that they cannot compete with a guy like me who is directly putting it out. So I can sell a book for 99 cents and still make 30 cents profit. It doesn't sound like a lot, but imagine that 100,000 times. It adds up. I can sell books for, most of my books are around $3 to my highest one, $7. Now, I keep a good significant portion of that, about two-thirds. with a traditional publisher, they have to jack their prices up. If you go, you know, look at whatever, I don't know, I'm just going to pull a name out, like the Hunger Games. You know, they have to still sell their ebook for just a little less than their paperback. It's still, right, you know, $14 for an ebook, which is outrageous to me.
Yep.
And so they have to justify, well, how come, you know, Taryn's over here selling his book for a buck and you're selling it for 14? Why is this book 14 times better than my book? You know, and I think in a way that the publishing world's in a lot of trouble. Because,
do you think, Taryn, do you think that the reason why they're selling those books at 14, let's say the hardcover is, you know, 15 or 16 bucks and they're selling the ebook for 14, do you feel like the reason why they're selling at that high price is because they have so much overhead or because they still want to promote people to go and get the physical copy?
Well, no, they can do it. They actually make way more on ebooks. They would love to get rid of paper.
I think they're doing it because they can. People actually like ebooks, and they're just willing. They're selling it at what they feel people are willing to pay for it. But I think they might be failing to acknowledge how many more people would buy it at a more reasonable price.
And they would, and they will. I mean, they have to wait a year or two, and then they drop it down to $5 or $6. But what happens is you have a chain of people, an agent, a publicist. You know, all the advertising budget has to be redone, and you have this huge chain of people that get the money. And so the author's still only making like a buck on a $15 book or two, where I might sell my book for $6, but you know what? I'm keeping $4 or $5.
Mm.
So I'm out. I only have to sell half as much as they do to make just as much money. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, when you take the middleman out, everybody wins. I mean,
for sure.
Except the middleman.
Except the middleman, they can find new work.
I saw some information online. A friend of mine in my writer's group found it and pointed out they had done some research, and statistically, $2.99 seems to be a sweet spot for ebooks.
If it's less than that, people think it's
below that, people might think they're getting something crappy. It's people's perception of how valuable something is somewhat affected by the price.
And it's not hard to drop $2.99 on something.
Right.
You know, most people have that disposable.
$2.99 is that magic number where it's convenient enough to buy the book and you're not out. If you go up to $6-$7, it's more expensive. But my biggest thing is a trilogy, so I'm lumping three books in for, you know, $6.95. So
I see.
That's kind of a different deal. Where if you bought them a piece, you know, each piece of the trilogy is only $2.99. So,
Taryn, thanks for sharing your experience. You know, as somebody who's breaking new ground in the world of selling books online, appreciate hearing from you tonight. That's Taryn Lupo, the author of Pirates of Savannah. What's your website, quick?
LupoLit.com.
We'll see you here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen. listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Labor Day edition of the program, and we'll take your calls about anything you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we give to you. And a lot of those features, we give them away. That's the way the site is. That's the way it's always been, and that's the way it will always be. But you can go and enjoy stuff like our archives that go all the way back to late 2006. All you have to do is click and download. You don't have to jump through any hoops. There's no mandatory commercial you have to watch before you can download or anything like that. You don't even have to log in to download. You can just go and click and get them over at freetalklive.com and then share them on your favorite social networking site so other people can hear what you think is good.
So we can chase you down and sue you.
Yeah, no, they don't do that stuff. Like, there's this recent story in our industry about somebody in the radio business who runs a talk network who is suing other talk content providers out there over some kind of monopoly claims, which on the face of this lawsuit seems pretty ridiculous. And,
I don't know. I mean, the guy that's doing it, Mark Masters from, TRN?
The Talk Radio Network. The network that syndicates Michael Savage and those people.
He's done some really groundbreaking stuff, and I really like the guy.
I find him likable as well, and I respect the work that he's put into his
business.
I'm not
going to claim to know what's going on inside of this area. I mean, I tend to shy away from the idea of a monopoly kind of, claiming that some industry has a monopoly. But the radio industry is really consolidated. And one of the reasons is because, well, the government gives out licenses to radio stations and there's not a lot of competition in the marketplace. So basically this is a complaint about how the limiting of the competition is limited as opposed to advocating for free market forces. I mean, there is no free market in radio.
That's true. And I understand where you're coming from, but I still think that, for me at least, my response to that whole situation was, I'd rather be doing my show than be suing somebody.
I bet he would, too. Let's hope he would.
He doesn't do a show, but he runs
He runs a network. Let's hope he did.
I'd rather be doing radio than spending time in a courtroom.
I'm going to assume that he knows more about the situation.
Trying to extract some money out of somebody. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I've worked with the company that he's suing. Free Talk Live currently is working with the company that he's suing, and I get some of the complaints that he has.
Because they're big and monopolistic and bureaucratic.
Treat you like crap.
Yeah. Well, you know, I get it too, and it is an industry with a lot of consolidation, and that does have a lot to do with the FCC's existence. I mean, if we didn't, Taryn Lupo a moment ago was calling, and he was listening to an unlicensed radio station in the Savannah, Georgia area that's been on the air for years. So, you know, if we actually had an open market in radio, there would be, I think, a lot fresher content on the air being generated by people that really are excited about the medium of radio rather than a bunch of stuffy old codgers running, the handful of radio conglomerates out there. So I think the FCC really is to blame for the – if there's a dismal state of radio, it's because of the FCC. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, Dale, we had talked about Fathead, which is a documentary film that you highly have recommended here tonight, and it sounds like it would be entertaining. It's kind of a spoof on Super Size Me, or he's countering sort of Super Size Me. The guy went on a fast food diet and actually lost weight.
Yes, it was a great spoof of Super Size Me, and it poked a lot of holes in it, and very factual, lots of great scientific information. It actually kicked off my complete change of diet and how I ate that had radical benefits for me. I'm intending to donate to this guy. I do feel for him. I might disagree with him philosophically on his views. The idea he feels that people are stealing from him. He says, "You're stealing from me, period, if you're uploading my film to YouTube."
And he's got a blog post where he's going off on basically his fans. And you said that at one point you thought he was kind of a liberty mindset, maybe, at least.
I still do think so.
But
a lot of libertarians are not quite there on this subject.
Right, yeah. The intellectual property, there is a real debate that goes on within liberty circles about this particular issue. So can you share some of the excerpts or the entirety or whatever?
Sure. Basically, he just found out that once again his video had been uploaded to YouTube. Now,
right.
To his credit, he doesn't go sue these people. He just contacts YouTube, says, please take this off.
Take it down. Yeah.
And they complied, and they're pretty good about doing that. And he says it's happened like a dozen times. Recently there was one he found out it had been on there since May, and he was just alerted about it. And he was saying, if anyone reading this has uploaded Fathead or is considering it, let me point out a couple of things. First off, it isn't your film, it's mine. Uploading it so others can watch it for free is stealing my work, period. Obviously I disagree with that. I realize some of the younger folks out there have grown up believing it's somehow okay to share anything digital with a few thousand of your closest friends, but it isn't. It's theft, pure and simple. Now, this is the mindset that a lot of people have, and
yeah,
I think
true.
We've been discussing it. Like,
except
why
it's not, and the reason why it's not is because when you share something digital, it's not stealing, in that the person who has the original copy is not deprived of it. So if I take something, if I take your laptop from you, Mark, I have stolen your laptop. But if I were to somehow have some magical program that enables me to duplicate some replicator, some Star Trek-style technology that I can put the laptop in there and it comes out another laptop, and then you get to have your laptop back, nothing has been stolen from you.
Right.
And that's ultimately what's happening online.
There's no way to use real-world terms like steal when you're talking about intellectual property. I'd also like to point out the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, is an old British drinking song.
Yeah.
And
it was totally stolen.
Isn't it America the Beautiful, which is God Save the Queen?
Right.
This was a common practice 100 years ago, was to use tunes from different songs and just put different words on them. But if you...
There's no doubt that the process of creation, the process of advancement, is standing on the shoulders of giants.
Absolutely.
Before you, and this is how we advance and progress as a race, as the human race.
You know, there's no way to describe this, but when you use the value of the internet, this way of distributing things, and then complain about the aspects of that distribution center, it's like screaming at the sky.
You can't have it both ways.
Shaking your fist at God. If
right.
I go out there and I take a basket full of $100 bills and I'm throwing them over my head on the street, and then I complain that people don't pick up those $100 bills and hand them back to me, whose fault is this?
Yeah. For sure.
It's like complaining about the weather. It's an act of nature at this
right.
point. It's such a massive force that to try and fight it like this is a little futile, regardless of what you think about it from a moral perspective. I'm almost reluctant to share some of his stronger language that he's directing at his fans, but because I like the guy, but I'll do it.
He wrote it.
He says the latest bozo to upload the film put for educational purposes only in the description. As opposed to what, bozo? Commercial purposes? Nah, you wouldn't want anyone to use my work for commercial purposes. That would be stealing. Idiot.
Aw.
He's frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he says, despite what people believe, I did not receive funding from McDonald's or anyone else. I think that's pretty obvious from the film. I mean, from watching it, you can tell it's a low budget film. It's not a high budget production. In fact, that's what was impressive about it, was I could tell this guy did this with very little, and it was a very compelling film. And I watched it several times. I've encouraged other people to watch it. I watched it in a valid way, by the way. I watched it on Netflix. It was contracted for that, and I pay for Netflix. So, in my defense, it says I worked long hours as a programmer and financed the film myself. I believe he spent $100,000, more than $100,000 on it. And he says a good chunk was borrowed. He carried the debt with interest for 2 years. He's got a painful story to tell, and my heart goes out to him. Indeed. It really does. I understand him being frustrated, and I understand that he feels that it's stealing, sincerely feels that. So I can understand why he's upset. I disagree with him about that. I even disagree in terms of that it's a bad thing, that it's even a bad thing in terms of his self-interest, because, again, I think the more people see the film, the better. And again, I'm intending to donate, and I think a lot of people who benefited from the film would be willing to donate if they hear how he was screwed by his distributors and things like that. A lot of, even the people who bought the film, that money didn't go to him. People who went to Amazon and bought it, he didn't
get it. I would hope so, more so that this would change the distribution system for movies, that people would learn from this, because I've heard filmmakers complain about this very aspect.
You know, there's more to his letter, and we can share some more of that here in a moment. But I'm curious, what is the Netflix model? I mean, like you said, you give to Netflix a certain number of dollars every month, 10, 15, 20 bucks a month or whatever, depending on how many movies you're getting. But do they cut the producer of that film a 2 cent, per view or something?
I don't think it's a peer review model. I think it's we will allow to show the film for 30 days or 60 days, and then maybe it can get extended, and they maybe give them a flat fee for that.
We're coming up here at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD for just $19.99. $295 and $399 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want. Live Labor Day edition of the program. Things are still as they normally are. It's just we're here, and it's for most people, it's a holiday. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you can support Free Talk Live directly. Cut out the middleman and go straight to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, and you can join over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's, well, I guess they're still the middleman of the credit card processor. But for the most part, you're dealing directly with us. amp.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about intellectual property, distribution of electronic means as far as music, movies, things like that, software, and how some people, and it's probably more true of older generations than younger generations, some people just aren't with it when it comes to why it is that distributing things for free online is really valuable, and that it can get you buzz, it can get you exposure, it can get you word of mouth, and there's nothing more, I mean, advertising on Free Talk Live is great, but there's nothing more powerful than word of mouth. Yeah. And that's why we ask you to share Free Talk Live with other with your friends, so you know that word of mouth can get them on board with listening to the show, and hopefully they'll buy some stuff from our advertisers.
Word of mouth is this funny kind of thing where if people don't believe you have anything to gain by what you're saying, they're much more likely to believe what you have to say. Mm. And they're even more likely to believe you, by the way, if you have something to lose by talking about whatever it is. So Free Talk Live, since we're in the business of creating content that could be intellectually protected, one might wonder, why would we advocate for freedom in the area of intellectual property? Just ask yourself.
It's the right thing to do.
Well, Free Talk Live generally talks about things from a moral standpoint and what we believe to be right. You can certainly call in and talk to us for that purpose. You can be upset because we don't believe exactly the way you believe, but you can't. You know, you can't throw stones at us for coming up with opinions that benefit ourselves.
I think it's also you're putting your money where your mouth is, so to speak, too, and saying that you sincerely believe that this is the business model that can work best for you. Share it freely, BitTorrent if you want, post up clips up on YouTube. Please. I know someone's doing that recently.
I would love
making YouTube videos of the show, and everyone's like, yeah, go for it.
Please.
I would love to get as many downloads as we get of Free Talk Live's podcast and be able to sell each one of those downloads for $100 a piece. That's what I, as a business owner, want. But it's unrealistic in the marketplace.
Yeah.
What would Free Talk Live's downloads be worth at $100 a piece? Not very many of them would be sold. I would venture to say that I can count them on my one hand, if at all. And
that's, I'd wonder who the hell would do something like that.
Right. You need your head examined. But, I mean, this is what it comes down to, is people that are producing their content often don't know what it's worth. I mean, you know, it's worth different things to different people. Hmm. And this is why the freemium model, where we allow, and then other people do the same thing, where you allow support for people who, you know, who care about your work. They call it the, what, thousand fans model?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know if freemium will ever get somebody filthy rich.
No, I don't think it will.
You know, I don't think that's ever going to be the case, because, you know, you shouldn't be able to, you know, make billions of dollars off of one work that comes up. You should probably have to keep putting stuff out and keep your fans and, you know, keep putting value into the marketplace to keep getting value out of the marketplace for yourself. I mean,
the,
I'm not
the
saying...
The giant players have been making, like, have been getting filthy rich because they've enjoyed a monopoly and because
right.
they have a court system that's at their disposal. They have the resources. They can have entire departments that just fight legal battles and go after people if they don't pay $25 yeah. for the DVD and so forth.
Right,
but
so
I think we're moving
system.
To a model where everybody can produce and everybody can get their content seen by people and maybe make a decent living on it, but there's a lot more content and a lot more choices.
Yep, it's that old system that that has in, you know, kind of enshrined these old media producers in a very comfortable position where they have they've got the name recognition that they've had for many, many decades, and so they get to kind of continue their business model built on that, and that, you know, good for them. They've got the name recognition, they've got the long track record of putting out relatively decent products, although a lot of movies suck, and usually it's only a handful that are really decent, but that's what they're remembered for. You don't remember the stinkers. And so, you know, you've got these old established businesses with their old established business model, and damn it, they are going to fight tooth and nail to keep things the way they are, because
okay, hang on.
It is ensuring them undue profits that wouldn't be there. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with making profits, and the term filthy rich is wrong. I shouldn't use it at all. There's nothing wrong with making money.
It describes
it filthy,
very wealthy rich.
It does. Yeah. I think it's an accurate term if the way they made their money is through a violent
dealings.
Business model.
That's a good point. And it is.
It's not that they have a lot of money. That by itself, if you honestly earn the money, is not filthy. But if
right.
you earn the money by threatening people and keeping other people from competing with you through violence.
But if it had always yeah. been the way it is now, and it hasn't. But if it had always been the way of where anyone could enter a marketplace, where anybody can publish a book, where anybody with a few thousand bucks can make their own feature-length film, where anybody can enter into these marketplaces and compete, then it would be very difficult to rise up and make billions of dollars. It would be very difficult to find that level of an audience for that kind of a product, because you wouldn't have the restricted market. You would have a completely unrestricted market as you do now.
Right. You know, when it comes to restaurants, they don't sing the happy birthday to you song.
Right.
Because as I understand it, this may be urban myth, but as I understand it, that song is copyrighted.
It's not an urban myth.
And,
no, it's true.
And so, you know, you really have to ask yourself, how much is the person who's holding the copyright, or the heirs of the person who had the copyright, how much are those people making because daddy or granddaddy or great-great-great-granddaddy or grandma, I don't know who created the happy
old
birthday song, how much is because they created this song? Really? I mean, should people that are three generations removed from the creator of a song, should they be able to sort of not produce and not make anything of value? I mean, if you've ever seen if you've ever known a human who didn't produce and didn't rely on how they were in the world for having money, they're usually really crappy humans. I mean, this is a way to drive Western civilization into the dirt. So I don't think I'm overstating the case.
Yeah, and you were saying earlier how different things have different values to different people, and I've also seen a model where people try to guilt people into donating for their product. They might put it out for free, but then they guilt trip you if you don't donate, say, X amount for it. Mm-hmm. And I look at stuff like that, and I had someone do that recently, and for the... As a courtesy, I did not listen to certain content because they were demanding, they had a certain price in mind, and I wasn't willing to pay that for that content. And so I, as a courtesy, did not listen to that content. And then my thought about that is, if anyone comes to me and says, hey, did you listen to so-and-so's works? All I can say is, I was not interested enough to pay what they wanted me to pay for it. I can't give them my opinion on it and say, oh, yeah, I listened, and I thought it was really good for X, Y, and Z reasons. And that, I think, hurts the producer.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here. Michael is on the line. Michael Dean who is a film distributor and director. He's the guy behind Guns and Weed.
Punk rock band bassist, I believe.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah. Hey, y'all.
He's also a perv.
As we're speaking, I'm actually working on bootlegging Derek J's movie, so you guys can send your lawyers to me.
Really? In what way are you going to bootleg it?
Well, I'm actually working with a white hat hacker, kind of rock star level hacker guy, working on a service that will help people share their media. And I've decided I can't talk about it other than to say that right now because it's in Uber beta right now. But I just added the torrent from it into there, so it'll be it'll make it more drone proof. Let's put it that way.
Excellent, I appreciate it. Anything we can do to get Derek J's victimless crime spree out there, the better. So, what else did you want to share on this topic?
A few things. One, the Netflix model. I actually have two movies on Netflix, one DVD only and one streaming only. And they do pay per view. With DVDs, they don't. They buy like 100 DVDs from you or however many. I think they bought 100 from me or from my distributor twice. Mm-hmm. You know, they do it until they wear them out. I mean, people use them for beer coasters. If you've ever used Netflix, they're generally really scratchy, and, like, it's so common for them to be unplayable that there's a place on their website to report when they're unplayable right. And get a replacement. And then the streaming, they pay you, you know, cents each time it's streamed. I think it's a really good model. I mean,
interesting.
There's a lot of copyright involved in it, but, you know, it's basically you're paying for the ease of getting movies on demand, and I love it. I mean, it's like $16 a month or something, and I watch, you know, 10 movies a day sometimes on there. It's definitely worth
it. Wow.
I've gone back to using Netflix again. I quit for a while when they doubled their prices overnight, and it seemed like a huge jump, and I sort of protested for a while, but I have come back and started using it again.
Yeah, even with the doubling, I feel like it was worth it. I mean, I sound like I work for Netflix, but I don't. I just really like things that work and seem worth it. I mean, it's, you know, any other system, hey, put it this way, it's more convenient to me than Pirate Bay.
If you have more comments, would love to have you on. You can stick with us if you'd like. Michael Dean here, and he is the guy behind Guns and Weed. Great film. More coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here live, Labor Day edition of the program, 1-855-450-3733.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Folks, you remember why it's so crucial to have access to travel assistance on every trip, right? Well, if you're like me, you have OnCall International. On the line is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, why is membership with OnCall International so important?
Rudy, OnCall International is a trusted leader in emergency evacuations. We offer medical evacuation to the hospital of your choice. We cover any trip beyond 50 miles from home, and we offer plans to fit every budget or need.
Save 30% off your membership today with the code MAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.